Dick Hargreaves, reel 3.
Dick Hargreaves, reel 3, 4, and possibly 5.
It was about Africa, wasn't it?
About Africa, I think.
Really. Up to then, everything had been containers, hadn't it? And you'd have to go and find a container and go and dig that out.
Right. I'm pretty sure I was. I can't honestly remember.
You jump with stens. I mean, sort of in your,
yes,
in your webbing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, when you drop us, other things like it's about wireless and battery if you were a company commander. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than a sten gun, I seem to remember.
Yeah.
Numbers, but those sort of things they could theoretically keep in touch.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had silly things. I remember in South of Monty, you had those absurd little bicycle things.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Tiny little things. Totally useless, really. Great fun in the barrack square to fart around on.
But absolutely useless in any other scene.
Yeah, just took up a good canister, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
it had ammunition on them.
Yeah, yeah.
They must be about them.
Yes, it's interesting to speculate what would have happened if you hadn't all gone to Greece.
Well,
we wouldn't have it would have been no question of clawing it back. I mean, once it was gone, it would have gone.
Really. Yes, I think so. No, I think it was very fortunate. We were in near Athens, you know, when they wanted. But that was very unpleasant. I've read lots of books about Greece. Some are fairly accurate, some are very inaccurate.
Yeah.
And at the time, so when I went back as brigade major, I was able to reread some of the papers reporting what we'd been up to, and the misreporting of what went on with the guerrillas. I mean, the British got the thing absolutely wrong, because a lot of their liaison officers had been, God bless them, sort of classics masters at public schools or something.
Quite,
And thought it'd be fun, and lived in these mountain villages, and occasionally did a bit of harassment of the Germans.
Yeah, yeah.
But by and large, were totally taken in by the guerrillas.
Yeah.
I mean, the communists didn't say they were communists and the loyalists.
No.
And they were just storing arms and having pumped up against each other.
Exactly, right. Oh, same Yugoslavia, wouldn't it, I believe?
Yes, same, yes.
And Tito far keener on wiping out the opposition.
Well, except then we backed the wrong horse, didn't we?
We backed the wrong horse.
Change, you know.
Exactly.
Embarrassing for some people.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yes. What else can I have else? Well, Rawley, I think I've met from Rawley
and
Lawrence.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
He's in Thor's friend.
Yeah.
He was adjutant in the big commander company, but he was adjutant. Hang on, what happened? I was adjutant board, but brought the battalion out to North Africa. North Africa was made up to company commander. Handed over to a fellow called Peter Haygate, who somehow disappeared. And then Rawley took over.
No.
All through Italy, all through France and Greece. Only with adjutant, I think.
Yeah, right.
But Dick Coxon got a remarkably clear memory.
Yes.
And accurate. Whereas, God bless him, some of Nigel's stuff is pretty.
Pretty. I haven't read his book yet, actually. Is it worth it?
Hardly.
No, I mean, he keeps on saying that you read it.
No.
And I'm slightly worried about buying it. No.
But you want a copy? I've got two copies of it.
I'd love to buy it.
Well, that's right.
Well, I'll turn this one.